Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
I can tell.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Change it.
Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with this economic impact on Black America. And today's date is May 16, 2018. And I'm your host, Ronald Buffet. And we have another exciting edition of our show for you today. We were scheduled to have Mr. Mike Healy, CEO of the New Columbia Solar Company, located here in Washington, D.C., at 401 New York Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. And we seem to have a somewhat of a mix-up in the scheduling this morning, but we're going to talk about some of the programs and opportunities that are offered through their programs that they have at New Columbia Solar. But first, you know, those who join us on a weekly basis, that our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number, for those who join us on a weekly basis, you know that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to dial 1 on your call-in on your phone pad after dialing our call-in number. Once again, we are welcoming you, glad to have you here on this platform. We are broadcasting over the worldwide net over Blog Talk Radio from your nation's capital, and you can listen in by Facebook, Twitter, Link, and Alex, all forms of social media. Once again, welcome to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, those who join us on a regular basis, that this show is sponsored by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and installation companies, both large and small, and along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation companies to address the economic effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses in developing capacity for solar installations initiatives to bring down the under and unemployment rate among our young millennials and Z population in the African-American community nationwide. Also, we're charged with educating the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impact of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio, such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic Impact on Black America. The show is also brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF, HBCU Solar Talk Show Initiative, and you can get more information about that by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. Once again, that's Positive Change, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com, and you can click on our link that says GoFundMe, and you will see an executive summary there laying out the mission of this platform that you're listening to right now on the airways of Blog Talk Radio. This show is also brought to you by Scotton Communications Network, specializing in the following areas: public relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online and traditional, newspaper production, online and traditional, speech writing, book writing, editing and publishing, and speaker bureau management. And that contact information is ScottonCommunicationsNetwork.com. That's ScottonCommunicationsNetwork.com. And the contact person is Dr. Gwendolyn Scotton Bethay. As we say here on this show, we always attempting to bring you news that you can definitely use here on this format. And the topic of our show today was New Columbia Solar. The CEO of that company is Mr. Mike Healy. And scheduled to have Mr. Healy on the phone. We were blessed to meet him at a seminar that was held on last week, put on by the Solar Industry DMV Trade Association. And Mr. Healy, in fact, was there as a presenter talking about the PACE program. And we're going to sort of highlight a number of these issues, and we're going to look at some of the work that they're doing and some of the programs that they provide. And through their company here and services that they provide here in Washington, D.C. Now, being that we will not be having Mr. Healy joining us this morning because there has been a mix up, I guess, in their scheduling. But their story is one that they're transforming how communities across the District of Columbia are powered, and we want to inspire every city in the world to follow in our footsteps. Solar energy is gaining prominence around the world, but we couldn't be more excited about the potential in our own backyard. Our mission is to make it easier as humanly possible for D.C. residents and businesses to benefit from solar energy. We succeed when you align your interests with our consumers, builders, owners, and solar system owners through building and managing high-quality solar energy systems. Together, we can move our community towards and inspire the city in the words to follow in our footsteps. Now, their team is pretty extensive there. You have Mr. Mike Healy, who's the CEO. You have the president is Mr. Nikki Giovannetti. You have Mrs. Nicole Malino as their COO. You have Mr. George Conserja, Director of Operations. And as I look through their management operation, there seems to be quite a bit of diversity there with this particular company, and I was glad to see that. Solar powering in the district and some of their projects, they've done a project called the Powell Manufacturing, which is a small business located in Northeast Washington, D.C., Columbia Solar, interconnected a 26 kW of solar located at the Powell Manufacturing roof back in September of 2016. They also have done a project with the Cyanide House, an independent nonprofit affiliate with Temple's Sinai located in Ward 6 that provides transitional housing for families in the new Columbia solar system. And the particular size of that system was a, I'm waiting for this information to come up, it was a 6 kW split between two apartments in September of 2016. What they decided to do on this particular solar project, our families were responsible for their utilities, which they can be as much as $150 to $250 per month. When you're earning $10 an hour, that is a very significant costs. Our goal is to get families back on their feet, and to do so, we want to make many take many loads off their backs as possible. So reducing their utility bills is very important in that mission. In solar, succeeding in reducing costs. And as you look at this information, which you can log on to New Columbia Solar .com, and you'll be able to get this information about some of their clients that they're working with. Now, we're going to sort of drill down and look at some of the issues that we were interested in talking to Mr. Mike Healy today. One of them was what Black American religious organizations, has their company done any work with in D.C.? Because when you look at who they serve, they also work with your churches and synagogues here in the DMV market area. One of the other questions was what public and charter schools that serving the District of Columbia have their company work with in the DMV market area? What nonprofits are they presently working with to bring solar to the African American community? And how are you presently engaging the Black community? And one of the other questions that I was going to pose to Mr. Mike Healy today was, are you presently advertising in Black-owned newspaper and radio? And as they have put forth, they indicated one of the issues is they can go about helping and how their programs work. Now, how it works, if a business or a homeowner wants to go solar, they can save you on your electricity bills, and it goes on to by getting your bill down as low as zero with no money down with this system. Simply pay a low lock-in rate for solar power system, which produces, you only pay for the solar, not the solar panels, which will save you 100% on your electricity bills. Not only that, they're referring to themselves as NCS maintains the system and takes care of the paperwork. All you have to worry about is the savings. Now, this talks about the particular program that they offer to residents here in the District of Columbia. So we're looking at this, and if you will bear with me while this is loading here, we are, of course, navigating their website. I want to host a solar system on my property. Now, this would go be relative to someone who might live in the district, who might have a lot of vacant property, and they would be interested in putting a solar system on that vacant land, which could generate income to help take care of the property taxes, as well as generate income for that individual who owns that property. So this is another opportunity that we want to make sure that our listening audience knows that this company provides this particular service. I want to replace my roof. If you need to replace your roof upgrade and air conditioning and heating system, you just need the cash now. Host an NCS Solar, and we can finance and cash, make the cash available for your needs. So this is a very, very unique, opportunity that they're providing for D.C. residents, because one of the major considerations that anyone who's entertaining on putting installing a PV system, the first thing you need to do is have your roof checked by a certified roof installer to make sure that that roof is in good shape, because you don't want to install a PV system and then spring a leak and you got to pull that whole system off just to repair that leak. So this is a must before you entertain the idea of installing a PV system. And now, when it talks about the pricing plans, upfront payment value to you, solar power purchase agreement. They have a PPA. How it's referred to. It's called a solar power purchase agreement. Your home or your building with solar energy by either locking in your rate at a fixed price below your utility rate, are benefiting from a variable rate significantly lower than your current electricity rate up to 20 years. The customer, okay? Who consumes the energy? The customer. The solar energy system, either on your premises or proceeded energy from local solar systems. So they're set up to include community solar projects, operational management, and revenue management, which is included. Ownership, New Columbia Solar. Now, this is what we would call a lease agreement. Roof lease. Host a solar system on your premises and lock in the benefits for either a fixed annual lease or portion of the gross revenue system that it generates. The terms is a 20-year term agreement. Customer or marketplace, who consumes the solar energy, either the customer or the marketplace, because you can sell these what they're calling SRACs, are better basically known by everyday common people. It makes a little sense if you say use credits. So if you put a PV system on one's home, when the direct sunlight hits those panels, it generates what they call DC, direct current from the sun. It goes down your electrical wiring system into a converter, which is known as a harness, and that converter converts that energy from DC to call AC, which can be used to power and generate the appliances and power that facility or that home. But for all of the energy that is generated by that system that is not being utilized by you or by that business, the excess energy is connected through the grid, and the meter, which is known as a smart meter, will determine how much of that energy that you are credited for, or you can receive a check, because these kilowatts are monetized in the district, And the District of Columbia has some of the highest use credits asserts in country outside of the state of California. It takes 1,000 watts to make 1 kilowatt, and that has a value of close to $400. Unfortunately, if you live in Maryland, they're only worth approximately $5 because you have a depressed market, because you have a very, very low renewable portfolio ceiling in the state of Maryland. Their recent bill was defeated in Annapolis to increase the renewable portfolio standards for the state of Maryland to 50% by year 2032, which plays a major damper on creating new jobs and opportunities. So we like to connect the dots and make it plain to our listening audience on what this is, because these are quite a bit of technical one very, very dear friend of mine who comes on the airways of WPFW, he refers to it as mumbo jumbo, and we like to keep it plain on this show so our people can understand what we're talking about here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. So these are some of the various programs. Now, solar system cell costs for a solar installation label and materials on your system. Collect local and state incentives, the benefits from 100% of the savings. The life of the solar panels are 25 years if you are going to purchase a system outright through New Columbia Solar. Now, as you can see, there is a five-year difference between their solar lease contracts and when they do a system, which they, in fact, would, in fact, sell you as a consumer if you were interested in purchasing a solar system through their company. Now, we want to make it very, very clear that we try to bring, as we say, news that you can definitely use. And if you are a D.C. resident, there is a program called the Solar for All program. Now, this particular program was put in place to reduce 100,000 D.C. low and moderate income residents' bills by 50% by year 2032. Here in the District of Columbia. This particular project, if you meet the area median income, will allow you to get a PV system on your home with no out-of-cost pocket cost whatsoever if you meet that area median income, which is 80%. Now, that simply means for a family household of 20 making under 70 for four making under 75,000 50. That's 75,000 50 a year. Household of three making under 67,550. A household of two making under 60,050, and a household of one making $52,550 a year, you would be able to qualify for this particular project and this information. Now, the Solar for All program is sponsored through the District of Columbia Department of Energy and Environment, and you can get more information by logging on to their website, which I will provide that information in just a few minutes here on this platform. But the Solar for All program is the District of Columbia's new solar energy initiative. The district goal is to reduce the energy bills of at least 100 low and moderate income households by 50% by year 2032. In that process, you are paying for this. Let me explain and break this down how this works. In July of 2016, Mayor Muriel Bowser signed the initial Renewable Portfolio Standard Expansion Act of 2016. Under that act, DC must produce 50% of the electricity from renewable energy by 2032, and solar requirements is 5%. If the utility companies can't meet these standards, a company does not pays a penalty of $500 per megawatt hour, is assessed and passed on to the customer via the alternative compliance fee. Now, this alternative compliance fee, the penalty is commonly called the Solar Renewable Credit Surge. DC customers paid in 2016, calendar year, $15 million extra because of the shortfall in DC based on the solar facilities in 2016. In 2017, D.C. residents, now this information was shared on this the airways of this show by the chair of the D.C. Public Service Commission, Director Betty, Chairwoman Betty Ann Kane, that in 2017, it had jumped from $15 million in shortfalls to $45 million. The amount of land required, now this is the explanation as to where and how this, what we would call extract market, is created legislatively. But the secret to this is that if you have a water bill, a gas bill, or an electric bill in the District of Columbia, you are paying for this with a renewable energy fee, which is attached on the front end of your bill every month. So D.C. residents are being hit in the pockets on the front and back end every month. This is why getting information on solar programs, such as the Solar All for All program, as well as finding information out about companies such as New Columbia Solar, is very, very important. Now, we're going to go over some frequent asked questions that are often asked by residents here and customers here in the DMV market area, which New Columbia Solar has kindly posted on their website. And being that we don't have Mr. Mike Healy, their CEO, today, we're going to sort of explore some of the things from their website and provide you with some very, very, I would say, needed information or news that you can definitely use. But we're going to take a short pause for the calls here on the airways of Solar Now and the Future with his economic impact.
Life is a song, what's singing? I don't sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Change it.
Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, those who join us on a weekly basis, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Now, we're going to be sort of shifting gears here, and we're going to still be talking about issues related to New Columbia Solar, and I had the privilege of meeting Mr. Mike Healy at the conference that was put on by the DMV Solar Industry Trade Association, and they hosted a workshop in Chevy Chase last week, and we attended that. And in doing so, we were able to learn about an organization called Greenworks, which is lending a national lending provider for commercial PACE financing. They help property owners invest in commercial properties or drop operational expenses and become more efficient. The PACE, C-PACE program is transforming the energy environment of finance. Property Assessed Clean Energy PACE is a government finance policy that classifies energy savings upgrades as the public benefit, like sewer roads extensions. It enables 100% of hard and soft project costs to be funded by private capital and repaid via a surcharge on the property tax bill. The paycheck period matches is equipment life for 20 years. This makes it most cash flow positive from day one. Now, you have a Maryland C-PACE program in Maryland, active C-PACE program, and you have Carroll County, Frederick County, Montgomery County, D.C., Charles County, Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, Harford County, Queen Anne County. They are all a part of the Arlington, D.C., Maryland, C-PACE financing programs. Immediate cash flow, 100% finance for long payment periods, fixed at a fixed rate. It covers all the hard and soft costs, flexible and secure for owners, no personal or corporate guarantees, transfers on the sale can be passed on to the tenants, preserves borrowing capacity. Most projects, builders will qualify based on the property value. Funds must, most energy and water projects are standard commercial property types. Now, this program is targeted for building owners who choose to monetize their dramatic year of tax benefits. Now, this talks about the cost of a kilowatt for the grid solar, what they call the power purchase agreement, which is referred to as a PPA, pace year, which shows a 1 year what we would call a monetization of the tax benefit. And it goes on and it breaks down the grid price, which is 0.164 average, 3% annual interest increase. Then you have a PPA at 0.36 average, 2.9 annual increase. The pace at the 0.13 average plus a, for example, a 813 what we would call kilowatt year for one cash. Some 900 kilowatt rooftop systems in Maryland costing $1.7 million only monetized the incentives, which are what we call federal tax credits, depreciation in 1 year, adding 813K in cash for one's pocket. Now, this is sort of is technical, what we call as we refer to it, some folks would refer to it as technical jargon in this industry. That is why we had invited Mr. Mike Healy on the show. But and when you begin to break this thing down, you have a solar power purchase agreement similar to a prepaid PPA lease. Third-party ownership of the panels allows the borrower to reap the benefits of the tax equity. The partnership with the third party arranges for the solar tax equity. Owner retains its tax incentives, grants, and certs. Greenworks funds the EPC directly through a typical milestone payment, holdback limited to 5% of the EPC price released at the interconnection. As the annual GWL will not, which is Washington Gas and Light, that's what the GWL stands for, pricing of equipment, EPC is in the driver's seat throughout the process. Building owner pays the C-PACE assessment for 20-year system. Ownership flips back to the building owner in 6 years. And this thing goes through, and it sort of breaks down who it is, what it is, and how this C-PACE program provides financing to solar installation companies. Now, New Columbia Solar is one of those companies that provides and offers this opportunity of financing structure to their clients, whether as we said, who they serve. As we look at frequent asked questions, New Columbia Solar will not only replace your roof, but they will install solar at no cost. This is a question. Is the solar really at no cost? What happens at the end of the term? Okay, what happens with the weather? As when it snows, is there a lot of maintenance needed? Can I put solar on my roof because of too much shade? Does New Columbia Service offer this thing called community solar? Now, these are all questions. New Columbia Solar will finance your roof, replace and install at no cost to you in most cases. NCS will factor that price into the overall economics of the solar project. Now, New Columbia Solar will not only replace the roof, but they will install your solar system at no cost. What one needs to gather is you need to find out if New Columbia is working with any of the organizations by, like DC Neighborhoods United, who is one of the grantees for the seventeen eighteen grantees from DOEE, and I think that they were one of the companies that was selected to work with the first group of individuals that have joined the Neighborhoods United, referred to as DC Sun. If you have been following the platform on this show, you know that we have been beating the drum, and we have had representatives. We have Mrs. Yasmin Riviera, who is the community engagement director that's been on the airways of this show talking about the Solar for All program, and they have a list of upcoming activities trying to engage the community. But on May 24th at the Harry Thomas Recreational Center, which is located at 1743 Lincoln Road Northeast, from 6:30 to approximately 8:30 on the PM side, of course, they will be hosting a public information session about the Solar for All program. So if you live in the Edgewood community, I strongly suggest that you be at the Harry Thomas Recreational Center on the 24th of May from 6:30 to 8 p.m. to get this information on the Solar for All program that they are trying to provide for D.C. residents who would meet the 80% area median income to take advantage of this program. Now, this show is moving very, very rapidly this morning, and I want to sort of pause for the calls and let everyone know that tomorrow morning there will be at the Washington Public Service Commission. If most of you who are familiar with the Public Service Commission, they're located at 1325 G Street Northwest. They're located in Suite 800. They will be hosting a technical conference that will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on interconnection issues in the District of Columbia. And I think it is very, very important for the African-American community to understand. The Public Service Commission has been established by Congress. It's been since 1913. And I think that Chair Betty Ann Kane and her leadership, the commission does an outstanding job in what they do. They don't make the laws. They simply have to enforce the laws. And they are the ones who regulate your gas, water company, electricity, and communications companies here in the District of Columbia. So your rates that you pay for the services that you receive, all the public policy and the which is established, which is by the D.C. City Council and your mayor, they are charged with the responsibility of overseeing that this is followed to the letter of the law in the District of Columbia. So when you do go to these type of meetings, it gives you an opportunity as a D.C. resident, business person to get insight on how you are being charged for your utility bills and how they're coming up with these rates. So I would think that if you have any interest in any of these issues surrounding interconnection issues, which I know is playing havoc as it relates to those who are have already installed their PV systems here in the District of Columbia, or which we call solar systems, on their businesses and homes, there is a cost associated with this. And I'm pretty sure that PEPCO is trying to make folks pay dearly. So you want to go and find out how they are coming up with the formulas for charging for these rates, these connections. They're not they're connection fees, and that also we know who ends up paying for that too. You as the consumer of that energy in the District of Columbia, because if you with PEPCO, you got a bill. It comes every month. It's just like the mortgage and the rent is due. So we know what time it is in the black community, and we, as we say, we try to make this show a informative show. We try to move this show with and bring you information that you can definitely use. So once again, that time and location on this particular conference that they will be hosting at the Public Service Commission, it will be 1325 G Street Northwest, that's Suite 800, Washington, D.C., 2005. Their telephone number is 202-626-5120, and I think that their switchboard number is 202-626-5100. So you can reach out and get more information about this tomorrow. I know I was sent some information by Mrs. Dittigrew this morning, who's their communications person there at the Public Service Commission, but I have been moving so rapidly trying to get as much information as I can to you who listen to this show on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. Now, we don't have a lot more time left in our show today, so we have to always remember that we have to always take a pause for the calls. And those who would like to join us, you know that call-in number has not changed. It's 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. And as we said, we always try to take a little pause for the calls. And we'll be right back. After we do that, we're going to take a little time to talk about who brings you this show every week.
Life is a song worth singing. I do too. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Singing, I got you. Sing it.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, those who join us on a weekly basis, you know that this show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which is a blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation companies. To address the economic effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and our HBCU campuses to develop capacity for solar installation initiatives to bring down the under and underemployment rates of our young African Americans, millennial and Z populations across the country nationally, as well as educating the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts on climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio Talk Show, such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. This show is also brought to you by the Black Sports Legends, HBU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more information by logging on to our website at PositiveChangePC.com. That's PositiveChangePC.com. The show is also sponsored by Skadden Communications Network, specializing in the following areas: public relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online and traditional, newspaper production, online and traditional, speech writing, book writing, editing and publishing, speaker bureau management. Further contact information, you can contact ScottenCommunicationsNetwork.com. That's ScottenCommunicationsNetwork.com, and that contact person is Dr. Gwendolyn Scott-Bethay. Now, as we were sharing with our listening audience, before we took that break, we were basically talking about some of the frequent asked questions that New Columbia Solar gets. And one of the other questions is the solar really at no cost? So it says, yes, NCS will pay for and manage the entire installation and ongoing maintenance, including all of the paperwork, so the customer can stay focused on their businesses. This is a very important feature. Now, a person wants to know about the solar lease contract. You want to know if this solar lease contract that New Columbia Solar has is transferable if you would decide to sell this business or sell that home, because some of these solar leases does not allow for you to transfer that property until that lease contract is paid off. So those were some of the questions that we were going to pose to Mr. Mike Healy, the CEO of New Columbia Solar, who was scheduled to be on the airways today and was not able to join us because of a, I guess, snafu in the scheduling. But nevertheless, we'll reach out to Mr. Healy and we'll have him on in the future. But I think that they offer some very unique programs at New Columbia Solar here in Washington, D.C. What happens at the end of the term of this contract? At the end of the term, you have three options. If you like how things are going, they can extend the contract for a few more years. You may purchase your system. You may remove the system at absolutely no cost to you and remediate the property to the original condition. Okay? What happens when it snows? Is there a lot of maintenance needed? Can I pull solar on my roof because there's too much shade? These are all questions that they get on a frequent basis. What happens when it snows? Then structural integrity are their first priority with the engineering of the system. Their engineers verify that the building will bear the weight of snow and the solar array. Then they will have the third party confirm that information. Every building is different, but our experience is the most buildings in the district are structurally able to support a solar PV system. Also, engineers specify design systems that can withstand extreme weather occurrences. So that is your answer to that particular question. Is there a lot of maintenance needed? No. Once installed, NCS will monitor the system remotely and will only need access to 1 to 2 times per year for regular cleaning and maintenance. So that is the answer to that particular question. I can put solar on my roof because of too much shade. Okay, now this is a question that is going on in the district because people are putting pop-ups and people who have installed solar and say if you're living in a 4-unit building or your row hall house situation, if someone to put another level on that property, that might block out the sun from your array system or solar system. New Columbia Solar is trailblazing in the community of solar efforts in the district. Whether you're in Northeast or Southwest, you can utilize the power of the sun without having panels on your roof. Now, with community solar, you can benefit from solar energy even if you can't put solar directly on your roof. We can connect you with a solar system in your community, and on every month you will see a credit or your electricity bill from energy produced you share. So that answers that question. So we were able to cover quite a bit of information today, but we want to let our working audience know that we have a new look on the front of our website at positivechangepc.com. We have a very, very exciting website there, and we want you to go to our website at positivechangepc.com, and you'll be able to click on our new educational video gallery, as well as there is an interview with yours truly. I was on Dr. Wilma Leon's show on Sirius XM. I think you'll find that interview very, very educational and informative. And please take the time to, if you are a young college graduate, you want to go to our public funding sector and you want to click on our public funding. And there are quite a few announcements there about different internships in the federal government and private sector that are being made here for this 2018 that our young people can apply to these programs. So as we try to say every week here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America, we hope that we brought you news that you can definitely use. And until next week, thank you for joining us for another episode of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
see the song we're singing.